Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Littlestone Lifeboat, Littlestone Lifeboat.
Littlestone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
The Littlestone
Lifeboat Podcast. Hello, I'm John Ruffhead, and I'm a helmsman here at Littlestone on Sea, just one of 236 lifeboat stations around the UK. Welcome to our first podcast of 2014. Over the year, we want to tell you about the work we do, the volunteers who give up their time to do it, and the people that we meet often in the most dangerous of circumstances.
Littlestone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
I wanted to be a lifeboatman since I saw the lifeboat going out as a small boy. I lived on the west coast of Scotland and never had the opportunity to do it. And although I have some sailing experience, the institution quite like a blank canvas, so they're more than willing to train someone who's even never thought of going to sea. It's one of the most direct ways you'll ever get to save a life. So it can literally be grabbing someone on the last breath and pulling them out. I'm your guide to what happens at the lifeboat station, so let's go and hear from some of the crew. First up, it's our lifeboat operations manager, Charlie Davis.
Thanks, John, for that. Here we are in the gear room, getting ready and sorting out, ready for the oncoming winter, making sure all the suits are good, and onward training for the new crew over the winter. Last year we did a recruitment drive, which was very successful. We've taken on quite a few new crew, a boat and shore, and it's all ongoing training for them, for the shore crew side, getting the boat ready for sea and getting it cleaned down, ready for service after it's been out on exercise or a service call. The new boat crew are being trained up, basic navigation and electronic navigation with the GPS, ready for the onset of our busier time, which is starting just before April and running right the way through the summer. This is a safety message from me. If you are a boater, kite surfer, windsurfer, check the weather forecast, check you've got your warm gear on. Boat anglers, don't forget your life jackets and warm clothing and all your safety equipment.
All right, so a lead had come loose on the router.
All right.
So Danny can, what do you want, what should we do? Defective.
You're listening to the RNLI Littlestone Podcast, an audio insight into the work of volunteers from the community where you live. I'm John Ruffhead. Each week throughout the year, our shore crew and lifeboat crew come down here to the station for a number of hours training, from how to launch and recover the inshore lifeboat to first aid and rope work. Here's a flavour of a Wednesday training night.
Lifeboat tractor, lifeboat, can you kill the top work lights, over? Turn to lifeboat, yeah, that's good, over.
Hello there, Matt Crittenden, crew member here at Littlestone Lifeboat Station. The boat has just come back in after a night exercise. The station is a hive of activity at the moment, and if you can see this, it just shows you what every member of the crew needs to be doing. This boat was launched and now it's been recovered. The boat crew, three of them are on the boat at this moment, jet washing to get all the salt water off. We don't want any of that on there, it's corrosive, does damage. And also the shore crew, who have been maybe sitting around waiting for the boat to come back, are also extremely busy getting the carriage and the tractor cleaned, the boat refuelled, the tractor refuelled, so they're all ready to go back into the boathouse, so we're ready for service again for an emergency call at the drop of a hat instantly, whenever we're needed.
So up there we've got an invisible target, as if it's one of your crewmates who's been swept off their feet at the side of the beach and you've got to throw a line to them. So if you can throw the line, you've got as far up the boathouse as... Pete Everard, I'm the Divisional Assessor Trainer for the RNLI, supporting the training side and ensuring that when the boat goes to sea, it's got the skills to get it to sea safely with the launching crew and also to do whatever it's required to do when it's out there on the wet, crinkly stuff. Knots and rope work completed. We've covered things like the different types of ropes that you're using in the role, both ashore and afloat in the operational role, safety hazards of ropes under loads, ropes parting, the dangers of getting fingers and other bits of bodies into places they shouldn't get into because it can be dangerous doing so. Any thoughts on what areas you might practice in your spare time?
Just the single knots, joining two ropes together, also tying on to cleats and posts and things like that.
Yeah, so very definitely past, but always room to just keep those skills up to date. Well done. Look forward to doing more with you.
Thank you very much.
One of those you heard there was the brilliantly named Robert Blackadder. We still haven't seen Baldrick yet. Robert is one of our recent recruits, and you could say our paths just crossed.
Richard Butterworth, Littlestone Lifeboat Crew. So back in June, got a call to go to capsized vessel. So we had two young lads on there, dressed as pirates, who had capsized and broke their mast, waving their hands about, asking for help, flying Jolly Roger, and gave a location, and we went and picked them up. What they looked like was red-faced, half shorts, and little funny pirate hats on. Put the dinghy on boards, brung them back, and the rest is history. Or is it?
My name's Robert Blackadder, and I was a pirate on the day that we got recovered by the RNLI at Littlestone. And I've got my captain here, Jack.
Yep, Captain Jack from the HMS Laser. Called 999. So they asked which service I'd like, and so I said Coast Guard.
I remember hearing down the phone as well, because... Could you describe the vessel to me, please?
I started from the bottom up.
So red-hulled, white deck, white sails, Jolly Roger on top. And they said, sorry, could you repeat that? And we went, no, you heard correct. It's a vessel flying the Jolly Roger. So we'd bought one from the shop I work at in Dymchurch, and gaffer taped it to the top of the mast. Yeah. As they approached us and they were laughing, we were both in quite detailed dress. I mean, Jack had his tricorn with him. And of course, the captain of the vessel wears the tricorn. And after they'd wiped the tears away, you know, they asked if we were all right. And we said, well, it's broken.
Yeah, and then we
probably returned home.
And before we'd even reached the shore, my dad had texted me saying, Jack, what have you done?
You know, that was my kind of first real interaction with the RNLI. I mean, I'd heard about it. I supported the charity. I thought, as being the ripe old age, I thought, you know, why not go for it? I came down and... I spoke to Andy Meredith, and I said, here to see if I can join the crew. And he went, yeah, I mean, this is the boat. Have you been anywhere near it before? And I said, actually, yes, I have. I've been picked up by it for it. And I just got a very stern look from him. I said, you weren't dressed as a pirate by any chance, were you? And I hung my head in shame as I had to reply, yes, I was. I was dressed as a pirate with Jack. Any organisation you join, things start to... You know, they start off fairly slowly, but here I feel like I've been sort of really taken under the wing, and I've got on really well with the guys. It's really good.
Especially embarrassing for me because my dad is John Roughhead here on the lifeboat. So over to you, John.
Thanks for that, son. So that's just a little about us. Pop by and say hello if you're ever near Littlestone Lifeboat Station, and pop into our shop too.
Hello, welcome to Littlestone Lifeboat Shop. We've got all sorts of things. We've got... Burgies or flags for the boats. We sell tea and coffee. We've also got preserves, biscuits, sweets, pens. I'm Alison and I'm souvenir secretary.
A range of teddy bears.
We've got the helmsman collectible bear who's dressed as a crew member. And we have Dougie Bear. It's quite appropriately named actually, as my husband's called Dougie and he's also a crew member. Your change and your receipt, thank you.
If you'd like to come and see us, we're open on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
We'd love to see you because all the money that's spent in the shop goes back to the lifeboats and all profits go to the RNLI and help to keep our boats at sea.
It costs around £385,000 a day to run the RNLI, with on average 22 people rescued a day. So the donation you give directly help us to save lives. The RNLI Littlestone podcast returns in April with more stories of the crew and the community we serve.
The Littlestone Lifeboat Podcast.
Don't forget to keep in touch via our Facebook page. Just search for Littlestone Lifeboat Station and send a link of this podcast to your family and friends. We're counting on you.
The sort of calls we get, it could be anything from children in dinghies drifting out to sea. Recently we had a medevac from a ship that was actually in the middle of the channel where a crew member had actually broken his leg. On the coastline you have a lot of children come down on holiday. They don't know beach safety codes and how dangerous the sea can be. It may be great fun, but it can be very, and it is unforgiving, the sea. We are the emergency service of the sea, really. If it wasn't there, there would be nothing there. The RNLI is absolutely brilliant.